The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Murphy's Auto Care.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirstie Zantini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome to Auto Talk, everybody. I'm Dave Murphy, and I hope you're having a great, great Saturday out there. I can tell you I'm taking it easy, and I sure hope you are, too. Love that that bump music, guys. Thanks for playing that every time. It just gets me going, gets me ready for the show here when we get going, right? Yeah, they're all shaking their heads there. That's my producers. Thanks, guys. All right, well, like we started off, good afternoon. Welcome to Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy. And I'm your host today, each and every Saturday, along with my wonderful wife, Jan. She is not with me today. She's hanging out with some grandkids, having some fun, but I'll be joining her shortly. So at any rate, you got me. I'm the Lone Ranger with you here today, and we're going to have a bunch of fun and hopefully talk a lot about your cars, your trucks, the concerns you may have, and hopefully put your mind at ease. That's what our job is here. So I am, along with Jan, we're the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek. That's on Dayton Senior Road, out in Beaver Creek, right in the heart of Beaver Creek. I'm an ASE Master Certified Automotive Technician. I have been for over 40 years, and our entire staff is Master Certified as well. All great guys, great folks, know a lot about cars. We've all been out there for over 25 years now, serving the folks of Beaver Creek and the surrounding communities. We're there each and every day. To help you with your vehicle needs. We're there Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m., and we're open on Saturdays by appointment. So if you need automotive service, we appreciate it. If we're in your neck of the woods, give us a shout. You can check us out on murphysautocare.com. It's easy to go there, and you can request an appointment. It's just like two clicks, and you're in, and you'll get some options, and we'll respond quickly to that. Or if you want to go old school, pick up the phone. Call us. 426-AUTO or 426-2886. That's our direct line. You call right into us, and you'll reach our amazing folks at the service counter, of which I'm part of that group once in a while when they let me get in there. But have a lot of fun. So get an appointment. Come on in and get to know us. We really, really would look forward to that. If you just want to reach me, you can always email me at Dave, my first name, at murphysautocare.com. So pretty darn simple. All right, we're here live in the studio today, coming to you from the epicenter of all things automotive right here at the Cox Media Studios. And the phone number to reach us is 457-1290. We'd love to hear from you. Again, that number is 457-1290. Hear what's going on, what you're thinking about. We've got a lot, or I should say I do. I have a bunch of things to talk about. And if I never get to any of those, that's awesome, too, because that means we spent time talking to you and hopefully helping you with your automotive service needs. A little bit about Auto Talk. If you're new to the program, welcome. If you're a long-time listener, thank you for your support with that. But Auto Talk, we have a goal. We have a mission here. And every week, it's about helping you stay educated, to keep your vehicle safe, to keep it dependable. And when those two things occur, that's when you start saving money, or you manage to save money on your vehicle expenses so that you can spend money on things that are more fun in your life. And that's what this is about. We want to help you know the warning signals and signs and help you get through sometimes the puzzle of automotive service. And like I said, we're here. You can call us right now, 457-1290. We'd love to talk to you. And some other ways you can reach us, which I did mention earlier, of course, is our website, murphysautocare.com. But I want to really encourage those of you to check us out on Facebook, check us out on Instagram or Google, any of those places. We post a ton of information, fun things, events that are going on at Murphy's Auto Care and also in the automotive world. So plug into us, follow us, share what you see. We really appreciate it, and we hope it's good for you. But most of all, if you need whatever else you want to see, send us a message on Facebook, through Messenger, whatever, or just that email address, and we will engage with you, and we will deliver, I promise. If you're out of town and you still want to catch Auto Talk, you know, we're on iHeartRadio. If you don't have that app on your mobile device, download it or whatever you want to put it on, and you can listen to Auto Talk each and every Saturday right here. So All right. Well, that's what's going on with Auto Talk. That's what's a little bit about Murphy's Auto Care and me. And I'll take a quick moment also and just say thank you to all of you that stop in, that listen to our show and stop in and see us each and every week. We love meeting all of you. It's really a lot of fun. Have built a lot of great relationships. So thanks to all of you also for that. All right. Well, you know, one of the things that I really wanted to talk about today on the show is that it's that time of year. Everybody's wife's getting really hot. And I'm talking about because the air conditioning might not be working in their car. All right. If that's the case, I'm here to help you today. So a whole lot going on in the air conditioning service world. And, you know, it becomes top of mind here, this part of the country right now. We of course, see a flood of it in our business and in our shop at Murphy's Auto Care, where, you know, all of a sudden it becomes a top priority on taking care of getting that car running right now. So keep it cool, right? And we also want to help talk to you about keeping it safe. But if you want to talk to us today specifically about air conditioning issues, maybe you've gotten some estimates, maybe it's not working correctly, whatever it is, I'm here to help you. Give us a call, 457-1290. Again, that number is 457-1290. Love to hear from you, and we'll talk about anything. But air conditioning is one of those things that I'm getting a lot of questions, a lot of emails about right now, so I thought I would just go into that if we can sometime during the show today. Okay, cool. All right, well, I also want to say thanks. We got some sponsors that always bring you Auto Talk. Murphy's Auto Care, of course, is one of those. But, hey, one of our favorite companies that we work with each and every day is BG Automotive Products. That is BG Automotive Products. If you want to check them out, go to BG.com. They supply us with amazing products to service all of the main components in a vehicle, and that is transmission, engine, cooling system, power steering systems, differentials, all of those things that have fluids in them that need to be serviced and maintained and changed on a regular basis. BG is the product we go to first. It has an amazing warranty that for you as the owner of that vehicle that carries forward, and it doesn't cost you anything else to do it. So check it out. Go to BG.com if you want to know, and thanks to BG Products for sponsoring Auto Talk. Also, another great sponsor, KOI Auto Parts. That's typically who we go to. We of course, have several sources in the Dayton area, but KOI has always been there. They're great professionals. If you need auto parts and you're doing it yourself, go to KOI and check them out. Mike's Car Wash. Got to say, Mike's Car Wash, wow, they are super busy also this time of year. They're open every day from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. And, folks, if you like to get a bargain, tomorrow is your last day to get in there. Go into a Mike's Car Wash and buy their, they have wash books. You pay for four, but you get six. It's a great, great deal. That sale's going to end tomorrow, so be sure to do that. But get your car washed while you're there also, right? Some other things to know about Mike's Car Wash. You know, if you also are a nonprofit organization, they've got some amazing fundraising programs. Just check them out at mikescarwash.com. And if you want to get your car washed on Wednesdays, or at least get a free car wash, get to Murphy's Auto Care, because that's where we do Ultimate Wednesday every Wednesday. And at Murphy's Auto Care, you come in, you get your car serviced, we're going to give you a free Ultimate Wash certificate at Murphy's Auto Care. So thanks again, Mike's Car Wash. Also want to say thanks to, well, I'll tell you what, we're going to hold off on that for just a real quick second here. I've got some callers. Great. Okay, let's go out to Neil. Neil, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, man. What's going on?
I got a 2009 Expedition, and the air conditioning has been going on and off here, and now it's completely off and won't work at all. The clutch won't start spinning. The first time that happened was an actuator went out, and I replaced that actuator, and it kicked back on, and it started working again. Well, another actuator went out, and it stopped working. Well, I replaced that. It was the very bottom that controlled the dual zone. I replaced that actuator, and now nothing again. So I don't know what's going on with it now.
Okay, so you said you got it's an 09 Expedition, right? So I just want to reiterate what I heard you say. You've replaced some of the interior actuators for the blend doors, right?
Yep.
Okay. What brand of actuators are you buying? Where are you buying them from?
I bought all Motorcraft.
Okay, so that's the right ones to be in there. Do you have a scan tool that you can connect to the vehicle?
No.
Okay. All right, well, that's the first thing that we would do, even before we would test their operation. And maybe I missed it. I apologize. What was the reason you replaced them? Did you read online? I'm sorry?
they were clicking.
Okay. So, and when you got the old ones out, did you open them up and look at them? Did they have any stripped gears in them or anything?
No, I could tell the one was stripped, though, because it wasn't a... I plugged everything back in and turned the key, and it wasn't moving in. It was just sitting there clicking away.
Okay, yeah,
I figured it was pretty stripped.
Okay. All right, so the one you've replaced now, though, still is not operational, right?
Yeah, well, the clicking's all stopped, and but, the AC won't work.
Okay.
So.
All right, so when you say it won't work, let's back up a little bit here. Is the air conditioning compressor engaging?
No.
Okay, all right. So have you done anything as far as determine the amount of refrigerant that you have in the vehicle?
And just... Well, I put a gauge on there, and it shot up clear to like 110.
Okay, but what was the temperature outside when it was at 110?
Yeah, like probably in the 80s.
Okay, so one of the things about refrigeration systems is that you're typically going to see pretty close, you're going to see the same pressure. It's going to be very close to whatever the outside temperature is. So if you were checking this thing last weekend and we were in the 90s almost, ambient temperature is going to be pretty close to the pressure you're going to have. So, might be a little bit over that as far as pressure internally, but I would bet that if you were checking low and high side, of course, you would have had the same pressure since it's not engaging. It would have been about 100 pounds, 110 pounds, right? Mm-hmm. So it's very difficult to say at that point. Here's where I would go with this. Is I would either, if you can do it yourself, if you have the equipment, of course, you want to evacuate the system, you want to measure it, and you want to see how much refrigerant's actually in the system. Because we want to isolate the refrigeration from the control side and determine, do we have, a refrigeration-only problem, a refrigeration and a control issue? Because, the vehicle's 10 years old, right? We're getting close.
Right.
And they were problematic. They had so much stuff going on in them to start with. They're awesome when they're running right, but, we need to determine, back to my point, is the refrigeration charge correct?
Mm-hmm.
You got to start there to start with.
Okay.
Do you have someone you can take it to that can do that for you?
Nah, not really.
Okay. Well, you're gonna have to get to someone that can do that. That can legally evacuate it.
Right.
And do that. And then once you get it charged, I think you're probably gonna find out based on the age of the vehicle, it's probably low to start with. It may have a clutch problem. It may have an electrical problem as far as, there may not be any current or voltage to the clutch. That could be an issue. But quite honestly, on a vehicle of this age, there usually is more than one issue going on. And I'm not surprised that the actuators were bad.
Yeah.
I've also seen the control heads bad on these. We've seen the connectors where they plug in go, fail on the back. It's just, I wish I could give you a part to go replace, but that's not who we are to start with at Murphy's Auto Care. It's test and inspect and determine what's good and what needs to be replaced. So,
if it's like a computer problem, like the computer ain't kicking at all.
Tell you what, stick with me. I'll put you on hold. We'll come back to you. Got to go to a break, Neil. Okay, hold
on.
All right, sure thing. All right, folks, we're going to run to a quick break here. You're listening live today to Auto Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. We'll be right back.
Dayton and Springfield station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic, and our Ask the Expert weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Did you ever wonder how your car feels after an accident?
Oh, my aching fenders.
Does it have a vision problem?
My right headlight is broken.
And maybe it has a pain in its side.
My driver's door has a really big dent.
Your car and your wallet both need Waltz Auto Parts. Waltz carries thousands of parts for vehicles from 97 to 2017. You'll find engines, transmissions, and auto body parts, as well as new and used glass and mirrors. Most parts come from low mileage vehicles, and all parts come with the peace of mind of Waltz warranty. All this from a company that's been family owned and building trust with customers since 1936. You'll save up to 70% compared to new parts prices.
70%? Wow! You'll be able to afford some hot new fuzzy dice to hang from my rearview mirror.
Right. Waltz Auto Parts, 1.5 miles south of I-70 on Route 68. Just take exit 52A and go toward Xenia. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Check out their inventory of parts at www.waltzauto.com.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin for Integrity Water Solutions in my Kinetico system. My Kinetico softener I've had for over 10 years. It's still working great. And since it doesn't regenerate in the middle of the night, I always have soft water for my shower no matter how early I wake up. We've also got the Kinetico drinking water system. You know, everything starts with the water, and it's the whole house approach that sets Integrity Water Solutions apart from the rest. Give them a call today at 320-7460, 320-7460, Integrity Water Solutions.
At Jeff Schmidt Auto Group, we have seven state-of-the-art service facilities. All seven locations have modern waiting areas with free amenities, or drop off your car and drive off in one of our complimentary loaner vehicles. If you're too busy to come in on a weekday, schedule a Saturday appointment or use one of our 24/7 drop boxes. Your car will be taken care of by one of our certified technicians who are always kept up with the latest training. From an oil change to a major collision, come to Jeff Schmidt Auto Group and experience the advantage.
Are you being cheated? Every minute we spend online generates billions of dollars for big internet companies and nothing for you. EF Hutton wants to change that. Join us Monday, June 25th at the Courtyard Marriott in Springfield for the EF Hutton Talks User Rights Conference with guest presenter Martin Luther King III. Registration is free and lunch is provided, but time is running out. Reserve your seat now at efhutton.com. That's efhutton.com.
I'm Dave Murphy of Murphy's Auto Care, and you might have heard that Jan and I are teaming up with the Goodwill Auto Auction. When I learned about all the great ways the Goodwill Auto Auction helps people in our community, we knew we wanted to get involved. We had no idea of all the great work they do to help people with disabilities and other needs. Did you know they helped more than 18,000 people last year alone? Incredible! You can help too. When you donate your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction, the proceeds are used to support local programs for people in need. Always a free tow, and Goodwill handles all the paperwork. Call 228-AUTO and donate today.
Cloudy to mostly cloudy skies for today with the chance for a few passing showers or thunderstorm. Severe threat not expected, but could see some locally heavy rainfall. Highs today near 77 degrees and a little breezy. Later on tonight, we dry out. We've got broken clouds and temperatures falling to about the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, 83 degrees with partly cloudy skies, a slight chance of a stray shower during the afternoon. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags in the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is a WHIO breaking news alert. We've learned that the Ohio Amber Alert for the missing Champaign County children has been canceled. We'll have more on this story throughout the day here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to Auto Talk, folks. Thanks for joining me. I'm Dave Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care. We're live in the studio today. Want to encourage you to give us a call. We're talking a lot about air conditioning issues or anything that's on your mind at 457-1290. That's right. The number to reach us is 457-1290, and we'll talk about whatever you want to when it comes to the automotive service world. Going back to Neil right now. Neil, how you doing? You still there?
Yeah, still here.
Cool. Hey, thanks for sticking around. Sometimes we just got to jump and take care of that stuff, but
no problem.
Yeah,
just quick question.
Sure.
I didn't know if the computer was shutting that off, if we hooked it up to the scanner, would that tell that?
Yes. And okay. And so if you have the OE scanner tool for that, or even some good generic scan tools, they can go in, and once you plug in, you actually go through functionality tests, and it's going to tell you what is not functioning, and then you can even break it down further and see what's going on with those circuits. But I mean, powertrain control modules actually can have some effect on that. Body control modules can. I mean, there's just too many things to guess at, and that's why I've said get it into somebody, even if you pay them to diagnose it, and then, you know, it sounds like you're handy enough to fix it. You know, you can. But I want to share a couple things with you while I got you on the line. So let's just say there is a refrigeration side leak in addition to a control issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you replace the actuators, and if you had something else going on, you could replace those components. And outside the realm of having to either code or program a module, if in fact you've got one bad, which is rare, let's say you're into a refrigeration repair. If you had to replace the compressor, I just want to share with you and our listeners the things that need to be replaced, because we've seen this a couple times now already this month, is that people go and they'll buy a part, you know, from a parts store to fix the air conditioning, but because they don't fully understand all the things that need to be replaced, sometimes it's all for naught, you know.
Right.
So first of all, anytime you open the air conditioning system on a vehicle, you have to replace the receiver dryer, or it's called the filter, okay? It's what keeps the internal moisture that's generated through the process, keeps it
from fouling up the system internally. That has to be replaced. If a compressor has to be replaced because it's locked up internally or failed, then the condenser on most modern vehicles also has to be replaced. And the reason is that when a compressor fails internally, it literally grenades and it just spits its guts into the condenser. And what we see happen is people will replace a compressor, maybe the filter dryer, but they leave the condenser alone. And as soon as they start it up, what's that? Those fragments from that are stuck in the condenser now return right back to the new compressor and ruin the brand new one. I've seen a new compressor fail in 5 minutes because of that. So it's really important that if you're going to replace these parts, you replace all the parts. And I hate to say it's kind of all or nothing. The parts that you can usually get away with in an air conditioning system that you can leave there, if they're good, are the hoses or the line sets. But they still need to be flushed with the proper flush. And there's an air conditioning flush component you can go buy at a parts store. If you determine you got a leak in the evaporator, then you got a lot more work on your hands in most cars cases. You're going to have to take most of the dash assembly out and replace the evaporator. And what we recommend, if you're going to do that, you might as well put a heater core in the car too, because you're right there.
Mm-hmm.
So just some tips I wanted to share with you. And an air conditioning repair, if you bring it into a shop, which fortunately it sounds like you can do most of, but an air conditioning repair can typically be $2,000 or more,
right?
Depending on what has to be done. But when it's June and it's 90 already, and it's going to be that way for 3 months, most people will fix it. So I wish you a lot of luck with that, my friend. But get it to somebody who's got the scanner and has the proper EPA-approved equipment to remove the refrigerant and weigh it and see how much is there. It might be full. My guess is it's not. So.
All right, will do. I really appreciate it.
Hey, great that you called. We appreciate it, and I appreciate you being part of Auto Talk. Thanks, Neil.
Thanks.
Have a good one, man. Bye-bye. All right, folks, another great question. It is that time of year, and if you've got questions about it, we're here to answer those for you. Okay, so let's jump here real quick. We're going to go to Josh. Josh, how you doing today?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Great. What's on your mind today?
Oh, I have a 2006 Mercury Montego.
Okay.
And whenever I turn the air conditioning on, and, it's only during the hot summer, of course, because when I use the air conditioning, and
sure.
I sit it idle for more than 3 or 5 minutes.
Right.
And I start driving all my gauges, like, shut off. The air conditioning shuts off. It's like the whole thing is going dead.
Uh-huh.
It'll kick back on, kick off, kick on. My car won't accelerate, and it'll do that for 5 to 10 minutes, and then my airbag light will come on, and then everything works normal. And so I shut my car off, and then all the gauges reboot like nothing ever happened.
Okay, all right.
I've took it in, had it checked. They act like they can't figure it out, but it's only when I run my air conditioning.
Okay, so
sitting at idle.
Do they ever manage to duplicate the symptom?
Yeah, I can do it easy. I just turn if I turn the air conditioning on, and I'll drive and go to a stop light and sit there.
Uh-huh.
And when I go to take off, it'll start doing it. It feels like it's running out of gas almost, like
right.
It's sitting sputtering.
Okay.
And then the RPMs will run real high, but it won't accelerate.
All right. This is a great one. I'll tell you that my question was, though, does it do it when the shop has it? Can they duplicate it? Have they told you, yeah, we got it to do it, but we don't know what's going on? Is that the answer they're giving you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to put you on hold, Josh. We're going to go to another quick break. We'll be back. We want to talk about this when you get back. All right.
Okay.
Folks, stick with us. We're talking about air conditioning today on Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek. We'll be right back.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 12:30. I'm Damian Burrs with a WHIO News update. An Amber Alert for two missing children out of Champaign County has been canceled. WHIO's John Tisdale has the latest.
A cooler than normal day with a chance for a few passing showers. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team Traffic. There's no major accidents to report across the major highways at this hour, so your drive times are looking normal in the Miami Valley. Our top story, we have WHIO's John Tisdale in the studio to give us an update of the details of the canceled Amber Alert. John?
Well, Damian, our listeners may have heard the EAS take over our airwaves during our news at 11 o'clock. We have breaking news. In the last few minutes from our breaking news team, we've learned that the two missing boys, 7-year-old Justin Wallace and 9-year-old Aaron Rollins, have both been found safe. We got word out of this from our breaking news team about 20 minutes ago. But the suspect and the vehicle have not yet been found. We're going to continue to update the story on our website, WHIO.com, and on our WHIO news app throughout the afternoon. Damian?
Thanks, John. In Preble County, 9 people are behind bars after a drug bust in the Eaton home Friday morning.
The suspects range in age from 73 to 27 and face charges from drug possession to parole violation. Deputies say the home on Aukerman Street was known for drug activity.
WHIO's Ron Otto with team coverage. Temperatures are going to stay a little below average for this time of year, and we could see some rain activity coming through the Miami Valley by this afternoon.
Just enough showers that it could put a little damper on any plans you have outside, especially if you're headed to the Vectren Dayton Air Show. Tomorrow will be a better day for the air show. We'll have more sunshine and highs into the 80s.
Our meteorologist McCall Vridex has the exclusive WHIO forecast coming up. The police department in Lorain, Ohio, west of Cleveland, says an officer made a traffic stop for merely personal reasons.
You can get out. You're going to jail.
The teenage driver was dating his daughter. The 26-year veteran police officer, John Kovach, didn't approve of the relationship. The police review board says Patrolman Kovach missed responding to a nearby road rage incident because of his own emotions and then lied to supervisors about it.
Fox's Jack Callahan says Kovach is appealing his termination. Now we go to McCall Vridex for the latest 24-hour forecast.
Cloudy to mostly cloudy skies for today with the chance for a few passing showers or thunderstorm. Severe threat not expected, but could see some locally heavy rainfall. Highs today near 77 degrees and a little breezy. Later on tonight, we dry out. We've got broken clouds and temperatures falling to about the low to mid-60s. Tomorrow, 83 degrees with partly cloudy skies, a slight chance of a stray shower during the afternoon. I'm meteorologist McCall Vridex in the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Looking at the latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar, we're seeing a couple of those scattered showers out there right now. Looks like Champaign, Clark, and Greene County have a few passing by. Right now it's 70 degrees in Troy, 72 in Springfield, and 75 degrees in Dayton at 1233. If news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Damian Burrs on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
Hi, folks, it's me again, and I'm cooking in the sun just like you are. But you know, you can still plant those trees and shrubs right now, and with proper watering, still gain a full summer's growth. We keep our garden center fully stocked all summer long with thousands of good, healthy trees, shrubs, evergreens, perennials, and annuals, because we know that some folks just can't get it all done in the spring. Also, this time of year, there are lots of bargains all over our 6-acre nursery and greenhouses. We have potted rose bushes as low as $14.95, plats of annuals starting at $12.95, and hanging baskets as low as $6.95. We still have a great selection of Rose of Sharon, boxwoods, hydrangeas, and barberry. So come out to 1309 Brent Pike, and remember, we're open 7 days.
It's the final week of Mike's Car Wash Spring Book Sale. The final week for you to buy 4 washes and get 2 free. That's buy 4, get 2 free. Mike's Spring Book Sale was made for anyone who takes pride in a clean ride, especially during the summer months. Mike's Spring Book Sale ends June 24th, so you still have time to get 6 washes for the price of 4. The Mike's Car Wash Spring Book Sale. Buy 4, get 2 free. Buy 4, get 2 free. Now at all Mike's Car Wash locations and online. Mike's Car Wash. We wrote the wash book on clean cars.
This is Clark Howard. If breaking news happens, we break in anytime. W-H-I-O.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to Auto Talk, folks. Glad you're riding along with us today. I'm Dave Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek at 3815 Dayton Zena Road, and we're there each and every day to help you with your car. We are having a blast here talking to folks. If you would like to call in and join us, join the party for Auto Talk, it's 457-1290 is the number to call right now on your mobile device. 457-1290. That gets you in here to us, and we'll catch up and talk with you with whatever's going on with your automobile. One of our themes for the show today is air conditioning in your vehicle. And so if you're having some problems with it, maybe it's not cooling properly, let us know. We're going to get back to that in just a second. Real quickly, I want to share with all of you who may be new to the show, or even if you've been listening to us, how important something is to us. We have a partner that we work with. It's the Goodwill Easter Seals Miami Valley and the Goodwill Auto Auction. I just want to encourage you that if you have a vehicle that you no longer need or are going to do something with, consider donating it. And the reason you should consider donating it is that the Goodwill Easter Seals Miami Valley organization has over 40 programs that helps almost 20,000 Miami Valley citizens each and every year become better or help themselves so that they can be very productive in our society. And it's just a great organization, but your vehicle donation helps fund that. And it can be a car, a truck, a motorcycle, a boat, an ATV. It doesn't matter. If it's got wheels on it, they will take care of it. And it's an easy process. All you have to do is call them at 228-2886. That's 228-AUTO is what that actually is. Or you can go online to goodwilldaytonauto.com and donate your vehicle. And if you want to follow us at Murphy's Auto Care on our Facebook, you'll find out about the GEM process. We're actually restoring vehicles to help them sell at the auction. So hats off to Goodwill Easter Seals Miami Valley each and every day, all the things they do here in the Miami Valley. Okay, I'm going back to the lines right now. I'm going to talk to Josh. Josh, hey, thanks for sticking with us.
No problem.
Great. I just want to confirm, what year was your Mercury that you had?
It's an 07.
Okay, gotcha. Is it a luxury or a premier model?
It is luxury, but it is the all-wheel drive.
Okay, all right. So I'm presuming it probably has what we would consider electronic automatic temperature control. It's not manual, right? It's got, is it digital? Okay, all right. Okay, so very interesting.
Like auto where you can press auto and set it like 70 and it'll keep it 70.
Is it dual zone? You can set either side?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Which most vehicles are anymore. That's pretty common. All right, well, this thing has a myriad of issues that have occurred with them. So I don't recall what you said you've had done to it, but actually you said most of the shops you're taking it to really can't find a problem with it, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so there could be 20 different things that can cause it on this, or at least, all right? But I can tell
I did change the battery. I did change the battery and all that because they were saying maybe it's the battery issue because my charging systems, it would say charging systems while it was doing it at first.
Okay.
And I put a brand new battery and it still does.
No effect. So. Right, right. So have you had maybe the instrument cluster replaced in this car by chance?
I have not. I'm the second owner, though.
Okay. How long have you had it?
4 years.
Okay, so you got some history with the car. How long has this problem been current?
3 years.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I've seen it in many places, and what I've noticed is like when I'll be sitting at a stoplight, and if I got the air conditioner going, it's hot out, I can feel like a spit and sputter while I'm sitting there, and I know it's about to kick in. Like I can say it's going to kick in here in a few minutes. I'll start driving, I could be doing 20, 50, 60 mile an hour, and it'll just kick in, everything will shut off, and it starts dinging, and it'll say charging systems, and the air conditioner shuts off, and then, like, when I go to accelerate, it'll just accelerate without accelerating. Does that make sense? The RPMs will go up, but the car will not go any faster.
Right.
And if I hit it really hard, like, push it to the floor and let off, it'll kick out and go back to normal for a minute, and then it'll kick back in, and then if I floor it again, and then it'll kick it back out.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
I noticed that kind of work.
So a bunch of different random weird symptoms going on. But I thought you also mentioned that your instrument cluster acts really wiggy when it happens too. Is that right?
Yeah, my speedometer won't read. I'll be driving down the road at, say, 50, and when that kicks in, my gas goes in, it says empty, my cool says empty, my RPMs will go zero.
Okay. So
everything.
This is what I would recommend to you. You need to probably take it back to a Ford or Mercury dealership. They had a tremendous problem with actually the instrument cluster. And the instrument cluster is kind of a central junction point for a tremendous amount of electrical connectors. And there's a high replacement of them, all right? So when it goes wrong or goes awry, it may be opening a ground circuit that also affects other components. Of course, it's talking to other modules in the car. So the first place to get this car fixed whether it's at a dealer or not, is with someone who actually has a Ford factory scan equipment that can talk to the vehicle, that can go test drive it and duplicate the symptom. And when it's occurring, there will be a tremendous amount of data that they would collect that will tell them which path to take, okay, to repair this car. But because you have you have multiple symptoms going on and they all occur at the same time, there is a common denominator here. It may or may not be the cluster. It could just be a bad connection on the back of the dash. It could be out under the hood. I mean, you know, it could be a group ground section. But until somebody gets on it with the right software and scanner, nobody's going to know. We're going to be wasting a lot of money and time throwing parts at it.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Nope. It costs you too much money. It's a lot cheaper to get it diagnosed.
What's weird, though, is when I'm driving and it'll do it and then it'll kick out and then do it. And you know, this happens in, say, a matter of, say, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And it'll go in and out, like, say, 8 times.
And then it heals itself and you go on, right?
Then and then it heals itself. But the only thing I've noticed is whenever it heals itself, when I know it's healed, is my airbag light stays lit. And everything else goes back to normal, but the airbag light stays lit. And then I know, okay, it's good. And then it don't have a problem all the way home.
Yeah, you get the right scanner on, right tech on that car, you're going to be able to fix it. And it's probably going to not be near as bad as you think. So...
I was just afraid it was going to blow up on me. It gets kind of loud when it starts doing it. I'm like waiting for it to just blow up.
So dude, here's the best thing you could do. When you get off the phone, Google, I don't know what area you live in, Google for a shop, look for high reviews and high number of reviews and give them a call or schedule online. Take it to them. Tell them what's going on. They'll know what to do.
All right. Well, hey, I appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for calling us on Auto Talk, Josh. You have a great weekend. We'll talk to you.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, I'm going to go right now out to Zach. Zach, you've been patient, my friend. What's going on?
Not much. I'm going a little old school on you. I got a sand rail with a 1972 Type 1 Volkswagen engine.
Okay.
Dual carb setup. My issue I have, though, is runs fine, drives fine, initial startup, cold start is fine. But if I'm driving for a while and I stop, I can't get it started again. So I did look into the carburetor the other day. I was looking down in the intake, and in one of the sides, it's just dripping fuel.
Okay.
Nonstop engine shut off. But
right.
New to carburetors, not really sure where to start with them.
Okay. So you're probably spot on with what's going on. It's flooding. Okay.
Yep.
And it's hot. All right. So those are always fun. I got to tell you, my very first car was a Volkswagen Karmann Ghia. And then a couple of bugs and all. So I'm not like, I haven't worked on them for so long, but they're still, you know, they're cool cars and sand rails are fun. Wish I had one, but you got to get rid of the flooding problem. So I don't know what part of town you're in. I can tell you if it's a carburetor, there's a great guy. He's up on North Main Street in the Shiloh area. It's called Chris's Carb Shop. Take the carbs off. Just take them to him. You don't want to buy anything other than what's on it, right? Have him go through them. Put them back on, and I would say your problem most likely will be rectified.
Okay.
All right? And tell him I sent you. Tell him I sent you. He's a good guy. He and I are the same age. We actually didn't go to school at the same schools. But, you know, it's kind of like twins, but we were at different places. But good guy, and he knows carburetors, like, with his eyes closed. He's just good at it.
You said it was called Chris's?
Chris's. You can look it up. You can Google it. Chris's Carb Shop.
Okay.
North Main Street, Dayton, Ohio. Just before you get to where about a mile south of Route 70.
Okay.
Cool. Have a great weekend, Zach. You're welcome.
Bye bye.
Sure thing. All right. Got another call here, folks. If you want to get in today, 457-1290. We're talking about anything automotive, but we're talking about air conditioning because it seems to be top of mind for a lot of people. But we'll talk about anything. Right now, we're going to talk to Paula. Paula, how you doing?
I'm good.
Good. What's up?
I know you. 2003 Chevy Impala with a 3.8.
Okay.
And it's leaking oil on the right-hand side. I think it's around close to where the oil pan is.
Okay.
And it started doing it, and I was wondering what that could possibly be.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a great question. And when you say the right-hand side, you mean the right-hand side of the vehicle up in the right front corner. It's leaking under there somewhere.
Yes.
Gotcha. How much oil is it leaking? Is it spotting like the spot, like your fingernail, or is it 6 inches in diameter?
Probably 6 inches plus.
Every time it runs, you're losing that much oil?
Yes. Once it doesn't leak until you shut it off, and then once you shut it off, then it leaks really bad.
Okay. All right. So are you checking the oil every couple days?
I'm not driving it.
Okay, it's just sitting. Okay, gotcha.
Since it started doing it, I've left it parked, and I haven't drove it because I'm afraid to burn the engine up.
Well, good, good. I'm glad to hear all of that. Okay, gotcha. I can't tell you how many people would just keep driving that, so you're way ahead of the curve on that one, Paula. There are a number of things over there on that side of the engine that could be causing that leak. So the first step is to get it into a service center, all right? And you want to ask them to do a complete cleaning of the engine and then put some dye in it, in the oil. And because this is a large leak, they'll be able to do it immediately, typically. Make sure the oil is full. They'll put some dye in it. They'll use what's called a black light. And wherever that oil is coming out of, honestly, if you're getting a 6-inch diameter leak, they're probably going to see it coming out. But the reason we like to clean everything first is there can be a couple of different areas where it leaks at, and you don't want to be wrong, right? You just want to fix what's leaking, especially not the wrong thing, and you don't want to fix every, you know, you don't want to take every seal out of the engine if you don't have to. So that would be the first step. So I don't know what part of town you're in, but most shops can do that. It might cost you $100 to get. The other good news is everything gets cleaned up, the engine, the transmission, everything, so it looks like it's detailed. And then the dye goes in, and it's super easy to diagnose it. But don't take it to somebody and have them go, you know, like you just told me, the oil pan, don't do that. Don't tell them that. Just ask them to check it and diagnose it, okay?
Okay.
And if you're not far from us, give us a call. We can do that for you, you know, first part of the week, okay. And you can start driving your car again.
what's your phone number? Because I'm only about 6 miles from where you are at.
Well, it's really, really simple. It's 426 Auto, which is 426-2886. That'd be easy.
All right, then I'll give you all a call and
do that, or else just
out.
Don't forget, you can go online, and as soon as you go online, there's a place there to just schedule it. Just put in the information, send it to us, and you can, you know, pick a day that works for you. And if you need a ride home or back to work, we do that. We have a shuttle driver there all the time. We'll help you out. Okay. All right. Thanks, Paula. Have a good weekend. All right, we're going to go there. All right, hey, let's tell you what. We got a little bit of time here. I'm going to keep taking calls. This is a lot of fun. We're going to go right now to John. John, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, John, thanks for joining Auto Talk. Appreciate it. Yes, what's on your mind today?
2002 Buick Enclave that the lights and everything come on, but the engine would not turn over. I Googled the problem, and it said take the cables loose from the battery, clamp them together for an hour, then put them back on the battery. And it started right up. I just wonder what's causing that.
Great question. So you're taking the cables off the battery. You're tying the cables together, right?
Right. Clamp them together.
All right. Gotcha. So first of all, it's diminishing any charge of anything that's holding any charge to start with. And then you're basically resetting the parameters when you put it back on the battery. So an O2, gosh, I'd have to go in and I'd have to do a little research on it. But does it have any kind of an immobilizer on it?
That I wouldn't know.
Okay. It's possible. Does it set any check engine lights or anything when it's running or when it, you know?
No.
Okay. So I'll tell you what, that's something that can't say that I've actually seen, but I'm happy to do a little research. If you can do me a favor, can you just send me a quick email so I have your contact?
Okay.
Do that. It's dave@murphysautocare.com, and I'll get right back to you. I'll actually get back to you today.
I'm on the road, but if not, I'll get you Monday. So.
Okay, that'd be great, John. It's a great question.
All right.
Okay, make sure I got the information. Make sure you tell me that when you send me the year, and if you even have a VIN number, give me that too, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Perfect. Hey, thank you. Have a safe weekend out there. All right, bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
All right, folks, we're going to run to a quick break. You're listening live to us here on Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy, and I'll be right back.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
By now, you've heard that Murphy's Auto Care is partnering with the Goodwill Auto Auction to support local people in need. And today, we want to tell you how. A few times each year, we will select a vehicle that was donated to the Goodwill Auto Auction to receive the GEM treatment. That means one vehicle will be mechanically serviced for you to bid on. We'll announce the vehicle receiving this treatment and the auction at a later date. So keep listening and keep donating. Remember, when you donate your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction, you help local people in need. Call 228-AUTO today and donate. That's 228-AUTO.
Could you retire sooner than you think and with greater financial security? Hello, I'm David Gaylor, president of Tradewinds Financial Group, and I'm also the author of Income Allocation. You will learn strategies to create a dependable, sustainable, and predictable income stream for your retirement. You'll also learn critical information about the two risks you must manage for a successful retirement. Learn more about these strategies and
give Tradewinds Financial Group a call. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437.
Is your company a member of Dayton Defense? If not, sign up today and join this fast-growing organization making a difference for your business. Learn how you can benefit from being a member. This is Deborah Gross inviting you to check us out at DaytonDefense.org. You'll be glad you did.
Cloudy to mostly cloudy skies for today with the chance for a few passing showers or thunderstorm. Severe threat not expected, but could see some locally heavy rainfall. Highs today near 77 degrees and a little breezy. Later on tonight, we dry out. We've got broken clouds and temperatures falling to about the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, 83 degrees with partly cloudy skies, a slight chance of a stray shower during the afternoon. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags in the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield Station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Expert weekends, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to Auto Talk, folks. We're having a great time here live with you in the studio. If you want to get in, we got a few minutes. I'll be happy to talk to you. Our phone number to reach us is 457-1290. I am Dave Murphy. Along with my wife, Jan, we're the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek. And you can reach us anytime on the web at murphysautocare.com. I encourage you to go there. We try to do our very, very best to keep it fun, entertaining, and educational. Some of the things I just want to share with you real quick on our website are actually, if you go to, when you go to it, there's this scrolling banner. And sometimes people want to know about recalls, right? So as that banner scrolls across, if you just hit the far right arrow, it'll take you to page 5. And right in the center of the page, there's a little type there that you can just touch on. It says, hey, would you like to know about any open recalls? Click on that. It'll take you right to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration website, let you put your VIN number in. You can find out if there's any open recalls. So it's simple. Just go to Murphy's Auto Care to do it, and you can work your way through that. There's a whole lot of other interesting things there to learn about. We actually have a really cool blog page. We update it weekly, if not every other day, with timely information from photographs from our shop, just things we see, and hopefully helpful tips and hints to help you keep your car running and saving you money. So check it out. That's murphysautocare.com. Okay, so we've been talking a little bit about air conditioning issues here on the show. And one of the things that I want to stress to people, because we see this very frequently during this time of the year, is that there's still the old habit of topping off air conditioning systems going on by certain service providers, typically at the quick type oil service centers. And they're convenient. That's okay. But air conditioning is really not a place that they should be playing around. Topping off air conditioning systems is a no-no. It's not a good idea for a current late model vehicle, any vehicle. It shouldn't be done, because if you need to add refrigerant to an air conditioning system, that means it's low. It's got a leak, okay? Air conditioning systems, I will say this, naturally lose a little bit of refrigerant, or I should say pre-2000 vehicles would lose refrigerant naturally. But they were built much differently than modern automotive air conditioning systems are. So if your five-year-old vehicle is not cooling properly, taking it to a quick lube and having them top it off is the last thing you want to do. That will be money that you will never see come back, and it could cause more damage. And here's the reason why. Without knowing how much refrigerant is supposed to be in that vehicle, we can't determine how serious the repair might be or how big of a problem. So when modern systems, because they don't hold as much refrigerant as we saw 20 years ago, when they're only slightly low, 3, 4, 5 ounces, they actually can change their cooling characteristics. So it's really important that it's precise, the amount that goes back in, and it's important that a technician who's familiar with that and familiar with that system and has the correct scan tool to actually talk to the control processor in the repair and maintenance and service process is all involved in it. So, I mean, if you want to do it once and you don't want to keep going back, and, you know, you don't want to have out on a Sunday or out on the weekend and all of a sudden the air conditioning doesn't work, just make sure you take it to someone who's properly trained, who has the correct equipment and actually can properly service your air conditioning system. And I will tell you, there is some maintenance things that need to be done to an air conditioning system. One of those is changing the cabin air filter. And the cabin air filter is something that should be changed at least annually in your vehicle. And the reason is that the cabin air filter has two purposes primarily. One is to protect you and the occupants in that vehicle from airborne pollution. Allergens. It collects all that from coming into the passenger compartment. The other side of that is that when they're restricted because they're loaded up and haven't been changed, now they start affecting the operation of the air conditioning system, the heating system. It will affect the evaporator's ability to cool the air conditioning in your vehicle. So it's very important that be changed annually. It's also important that annually someone who's servicing your vehicle is checking the condenser at the front of the vehicle and cleaning the bugs out of it, and just whatever other road debris and trash is out there. So there is a little bit of maintenance if you want to keep your air conditioning system running at peak performance. It doesn't take a lot of money to do that. Now, when we get to that 4 to 5 year range on your vehicle or on the air conditioning system, we recommend that the refrigerant actually be removed. We measured, we determine if it's low. If it's within an acceptable range, then we'll move forward with a recharge on it. If we determine it's not within an acceptable range of loss, then we certainly want to recommend determining what the cause of that leak is and nip it in the bud now, because it may just be seals where the line sets connect. But if it's something more serious, you want to find out now, because when the air conditioning doesn't work, it's a major inconvenience. It's just the way it always is. So wanted to share those tips with everybody today. It is, again, top of mind right now, the air conditioning in your vehicle. We service that all day long at Murphy's Auto Care. Typically, air conditioning service for us is one day turnaround, if not half a day. So if you want, give us a call, 426-2886. That's 426-2886 to get into Murphy's Auto Care. Or you can just go online to murphysautocare.com. Hit the schedule button. Let us know you've got an air conditioning concern or you want to do some air conditioning maintenance, and we'll get you in and take care of it. So should help you keep your cool this summer. That's the purpose and the goal there. Okay. Well, I do want to say thanks again to our sponsors, BG Automotive Products, always bringing us great products to keep all the systems in your vehicle working properly, as well as they have an air conditioning process or a product, I should say, to help keep the evaporator clean. KOI Auto Parts. They're who we turn to each and every day for the top quality professional parts so that we can offer you at Murphy's Auto Care a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty on everything we do. So thanks to KOI for sponsoring Auto Talk. Mike's Car Wash, want to make sure you get in, get your car clean, get the bugs off of it. I'll tell you, that's a great way to keep the bugs out of the condenser is get your car cleaned weekly or washed weekly at Mike's Car Wash. They're convenient, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. You can get in any time. They have great offers on saving money on that. Or if you want to get your car serviced, come to Murphy's Auto Care on Wednesday, and that's Ultimate Wednesday. We'll make sure you get a free Ultimate Wash. I also want to say thanks to Goodyear Easter Seals for partnering with us in the Dayton Gem program. That's where we're restoring vehicles that are being donated by you, our listeners, and by all the folks around the Miami Valley to help the Goodwill Easter Seals Miami Valley cause in Dayton, Ohio. So thank you to all of those great sponsors of Auto Talk. I also want to say thank you to you, our listeners, for listening to us each and every Saturday, for participating, for being part of our program, just helping share. That's what's cool about this show is that I think we all learn something. I know I do. And that's what we're about is helping people be more aware about what's going on with their vehicles. So, you know, I had a couple things I really wanted to talk about. We didn't really get to them this week, but hey, we got another show next week, right? So be sure to tune in. I'm hoping Jan will be back with me then. I'm sure she will. You've been listening, and I want to thank you for listening to Auto Talk today. All right, you have a great, safe weekend out there, and have a great time.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.